It's a schosen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parshas Tazria Mitzora. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. And Hashem speaks to Moshe, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. You should tell all of Klal Yisrael Lemor, Isha ki tazriya. When a woman is going to have a baby, V'yalda Zachar, and she's going to have a baby boy, V'tama, Shivas Yomim, she should be tummy, she'll be tummy for 7 days. Kimit Nidas Doda Satidma. Because just like a Nida, a woman, for 7 days she's tummy. Ubayom Hashmini, and on the 8th day, Yimol Besar Arlaso. And on the 8th day, after she had that boy, the 8th day, she should have a bris milah. So the big question one, that everyone's asking, is she just had a baby, why is there tumah there? Why is there impurity there? She just had a baby. Rashi brings down right in the beginning, Amarav Simloi, Kishem Sheyitzarto Shel Adam, just like when man was created, Achar Ko Behem Achaye Ve'of, after all the animals, the cattle, and the beasts, and the chickens, the Masa Bereshis, Kach Torosa Nisparsha, Achar Toros Behema Chaya Ve'of. So too the Torah after, right? Last week's Parsha we spoke about Kashrus, Parsha Shmini, and we spoke about all the different animals. So says Rashi, quoting the Medrash of Amarav Simloi, that right after we learned about all the different animals, the Tumah and the Tara, now we're learning about the Tumah and Tara of a person. And the question still begs itself, is that the Tumah of an animal is different than Tumah of a person. Tumah of an animal only happens when after the animal dies. But Tumah of a person doesn't happen when the person, of course, there's avi avos atoma, that after Mev Esrim, the body has Tumah in it. That's why a Kohen can't be in the same area, an Oel, as a dead body. However, the Tumah is different because it happens even when you're alive. So the question is, what does Rav Simloi say? Furthermore, we know that on the 8th day you give bris milah. Why again? Torah says that you have to do it, but why specifically the 8th day? Is there something deeper of the 8th day? Obviously there is. I wouldn't ask your question, right? But why specifically the 8th day? Then we get into the topic of Tazria Mitzora. We get into the laws of Mitzora. As we all know, we're taught as children that Mitzora represents the idea of someone speaking Lashon Hara. And the Torah says, it keeps on saying over and over again, they have to go to the Kohen, found in Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Nunhei, Viroha Kohen, Acharei HaKubatz HaTanega, that the nega, this saras, this affliction, it didn't change, but you have to bring it, and you have to bring it to the Kohen. Why specifically you have to bring it to the Kohen? And why this language of eino, his eye, the Kohen has to see with his eye. And there's an amazing medrash, Rashi brings down the medrash, that don't worry, because when a person has saras, and it even affects his house, Rashi's bringing down from the Gemara that we knock down his house, and then the Torah tells us, Rashi says that you know what you get? Quoting the Pasuk, Perek Yedalad Pasuk Lamedalad V'natati Negat Saras Basuru Yilahem. There's a good thing. Why? Sha'negoim Boim Aleihem. The affliction are coming upon him. Lefishet minu amaroim. You know what happened? The amaroim came and they hid matmono shel zahav, treasures of gold, bekirot bateim, in the walls of their houses. Ko arim shana shal yisrael b'miva ayodei hanega note sabayis. And the motzon, he finds him. So I don't get it. Saras is a bad thing, or saras is you have saras in the house, and all of a sudden you break it down, you get treasures. That seems like a good thing to me, right? You break down a house and all of a sudden, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, just giving the treasures? But isn't Saras a bad thing? On the one hand, we know that you spoke Lashon Hara, but then Rashi tells us, quoting from the Gemara in Erechin, that says, you knock down the house and you find treasures. And furthermore, we know that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, Rashi again bringing down from the Gemara in Erechin, that you go and you take all, right, you have to become Tahor. And what do? You take, the Torah tells us in Perek Yedalet Pasuk Dalet, that you go and you take V'lakachlam et ha'er shtei siparim chayos daros ve'etz eres. You go and you take this cedar wood. Why? Because the affliction came al gasas ruach. Because it came through a haughtiness. Uchnei tolas ve'ezov. Right? Why? What is this? Yashvil atzmo migavaso. He shall lower himself. Kitolas ukezov. Like a worm and like a hyssop. So we see clearly that you're using the eights for errors, but the exact sin that you did, why would you go and combine that in your Tahara process? So again, we have a lot of ideas here. Let's just review it over. Right? Topics, right? The first idea we spoke about is Tumah. And we wanted to know that after a woman has a baby, 7 days, she's Tameh with a boy, and then 14 days she's Tahor. And by a girl, and again, it doesn't, you know, nowadays, midrabbanan, we take in chumras upon ourselves. Again, we treat all the drabbanans like deoraisas, so the tumah could be longer. And for a girl, it's 14 and 66. And we said, why is there tumah? Rav Simloy say that there's a comparison between animals and us. What's that comparison? Second of all, basar, why are we having bris meal on day 8? And lastly, this Misora, he spoke Lashon Hara, but he's using the ace, the erez, he's using the cedar wood because he was so arrogant to fix it up. And furthermore, Rashi brings down from the Medrash that they would knock down their houses because it would spread into their houses and they would find gold. That seems like a good thing to me. So what's the Yisod? What can we learn out from all these different ideas? So, well, Lubavitcher Rebbe says a beautiful idea. He says that the name of the parsha is Tazria Mitzora. And it seems like a contradiction. Because Tazria represents the idea of having a baby, Zera, having children. Wow, amazing. And Mitzora represents Saras, leprosy, coming from speaking Lashon Hara. It seems like contradictions. Comes along about your Rebbe and he says, no. Tazria, growing, becoming a big person. Saras, a person realizes that he spoke Lashon Hara. He did something bad. Whatever the reason is, if you look in the Torah, the reason why Lashon Hara is so bad, obviously, is that you're talking bad about another person. But you're also denying the Tzelem Elokim. Klal Yisrael is one unit. We're all one nation. We're with each other. And we have to feel it more. We have to feel it within Klal Yisrael. It starts with us. So when a person speaks badly about someone else, so therefore you're creating a period, you're creating a break of you within Klal Yisrael. And since you're creating a break within you within Klal Yisrael, how can you do that? A lot of times people speak Lashon Hara either because they're jealous of another person, they want to have a good laugh, they want to put themselves up because they don't feel good about themselves, so they need to put someone else down. But the idea is, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, is that you have this idea of Tazria and Yad Mitzora. And even though a person falls and he speaks badly, we still say, don't give up, it's okay. You could do tshuva. You never have the ability to give up because Hashem says, I'm with you. Rav Simloy comes along. Rav Simloy says an amazing thing. He says that you know why we're having Tazria Mitzora right after Parsha Shemini? Because Shemini represents an animal. And then it comes to us. An animal has tumah only when the animal dies. But a person could even have tumah when he's alive. When a woman's in nida, when a man is a Zav, he has a seminal emission. All these different things have Tumah. And although we don't go into the Beis HaMikdash, there still is a Tara process. A person has to wait Shivanikim, a person has to wait. And then they have to go into the mikvah, they have to go into the water. Because that is the life source, going in and purifying yourself. But why is that? So the Mefarshim explained beautiful. Because a person, he has Kedusha in this world. And Tumah is the absence of Kedusha. You had the potential for a woman, a Nida. She becomes a Nida. Why? Because she had the potential to go and fertilize the egg and have a child, and it didn't happen. So now there is Tumah, because there's a loss of life. There's a lack of life. But then still, a person is able to go and grow. The Tumah is there, but now you could go through a Tara process. So a person has the potential within, and then he goes for greatness. An animal doesn't have Bechira Chofshis. An animal doesn't have the ability, this idea, to reach himself. They have instincts, but they don't have this greatness. The ability for a person to become great is that they could become Tameh, they could fall, but at the same time they could go through a process. They could go through the Tara process, and they could become great. And that's what Rav Simloy is saying. That right after the animals, and there's animals of Tumah, but Hashem is trying to say, you're different than the animals. Some people are not different than animals. They just go with instincts. They don't think about what they're doing. They don't realize how Kaddish they are. But a person has Bechira, a person has Selam Elokim. Why is it that there's Tumah after a person has a baby? So different answers. Rabbeinu Bechai says, the great Rabbeinu Bechai, Reb Bachya, he writes Chovos HaLevavos, and he's one of the great Rishonim, lived in 1255, and he says an amazing thing. He says, you know, Adam and Chava came, everything comes back to Adam and Chava. They came and they created, they were given such greatness, and they messed up. They ate from the Eitz Hadas, and they messed up. So they created death into the world. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, which is again a little Kabbalistic, but Rabbeinu Bechai says that the whole idea of Tumah is after childbirth is that to come and rectify the sin of Adam and Chava. That Adam and Chava messed up. We got out of Gan Eden because of them. And now to rectify it, we have a baby and we have life. But at the same time, there's Tumah. Why is that? Because when a baby is in the mother's womb, the Gemara tells us that she's the baby, either a girl or a boy, they're learning Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's Shechina. There's a Shechina there. And now once the baby comes out, there's, in a way, obviously there's another entity and there's another person bringing into the world. But the Shechina is left a little from the mother. So since the Shechina is left, and now the baby, she has to take care of the baby and nurture the baby and feed the baby. But the Shechina, the walking little Torah in the mother's womb comes out. So there's Tumah now. So since there's Tumah, therefore you have to count. Right? We asked a question once. Why don't you stand up for a pregnant lady? You should stand up for a pregnant lady. Right? Don't go kissing the pregnant lady. The Torah has to go out, you get in trouble, right? But you should go stand up for the pregnant lady. Because, there is Shechina. And there's amazing things. You should stand up. If there's a lady on the bus, stand up. But there's Shechina inside, and there's Kedusha inside. But now the baby comes out. And now there's a new entity, but there's Tumah. Because the Shechina, in a way, leaves the room. You know, they say of the great Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov, he said, you know, the highest form, the highest feel is at Chalashudis. And the question is, why was it at Chalashudis? Because we know that on Shabbos there's Shechina. There's greater Shechina. Again, Hashem's always with us. Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. But there's a greater sense of Shechina. That's why we have a special Neshama Yisera. That's why after Shabbos we sell smell Besamim. And we do all these different things because we had this special, we have this special Neshama on Shabbos. We have to realize that. Shabbos is coming up. We got to, wow, we have a special, special Neshama. And the idea is that why is Shalshir? Because the Shekhinah is leaving us, Kedusha. So Tumah by definition is that you have Kedusha and now the Kedusha is leaving. So therefore there's Tumah. Why 8th day? Why 8th day that you get a bris milah? So as we spoke about last week, the whole idea that 8 represents supernatural. You know, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a baby, there's nothing more supernatural than that. That's, wow. You know, people just think, ah, it's normal to have a child. It's not. It's supernatural. It doesn't make sense. But Hashem says, wow, I'm going to give you life. I'm going to give you the power to create. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin says that there are Osha Shuptvin in the world, man, woman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to give you the ability, but it's supernatural. It's amazing. Another reason why it's day 8 is because Hashem says, I want this baby to go through a Shabbos. I need 7 days and an 8th day. Right? I need the baby to go through a Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the baby is ready for the surgery. It's ready. It's strong. It's strong on the 8th day. It's one of the strongest things. And the Chinuch says, you know, when a person goes and he does a bris milah, he's tapping into this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him and he made him into this world, but he says, I need you to go and act. I need you to go and finish it off because I gave you the ability to do it. And when a person goes and he speaks Lashon Hara, he's denying this Kedusha. He's speaking bad about another person. There's a whole debate if you can speak Lashon Hara about non-Jews or not. Major debate between Chofetz Chaim or Rizal Salanter. Maybe if you speak bad about them, you'll end up speaking bad about Jews. Maybe it's bad in general, right? Maybe it's not a problem, right? There's always a question with our newspapers. Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara? Is it Lashon Hara? Is it not Lashon Hara? It's the facts. Is it? Is it not? But there's this idea that when a person goes and he speaks Lashon Hara, he's not using his mouth in the right way. He's not. Hashem gave you a mouth. He gave you kelim to speak Torah, to do mitzvahs, to say nice things to people, to smile. To smile. You know, they tell a great story that there was a person that none of his bodily functions worked. And he was very sick. And he asked the Shaila if he should say She'asali kol tzorki, that I have all my needs. I can't function. And when the great Rav Ozner Zatzal heard this, he said, I need to go speak to this person. And he went to this person and he said, I want to tell you the following story within a story. That when I was a bacher, I learned by the great Rav Meir Shapiro, right? Dafyomi was created, the great Gadol Hador, Meir Shapiro. And one time, I went with him, and he went to the hospital to go visit someone, and the person was paralyzed. And when he walked into the room, the Gadol Hador walks into the room, and the person says, I'm so embarrassed, I can't get up, I can't get you a drink of water, you're the Gadol Hador, I'm so embarrassed. And Rav Ozner turned, Rav Meir Shapiro turned to this man and said, although you can't move and you're paralyzed, you still have the power of your mouth. You could smile. You could speak words. You could give uplifting words. Such greatness. And Rav Ozner said the same thing to this man, She'asa li kol tzorki, I know you're going through difficulties, but I want you to realize you could smile, what your smile could do for someone. Because if you use your mouth, your words in the right way, you could change worlds. And we know that's true. The power of our speech. Just like we could break someone with our speech, we have the ability to make someone with our speech. And that's exactly what the Medrash is saying. If you mess up and you speak Lashon Hara And then there's Saras. And you think things are bad, and you have to demolish your house. If you go to the Kohen, because the Kohen represents, as we know in Pirkei Avos, Aaron represents, always Shalom, Verodei Shalom, always looking positive, always looking at the good. You go to the Kohen, and he sees Eino, he sees the eye. The eye represents, right, as we know in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ayin Tova, a good eye. You could either be like an Avraham, Ayin Tova, or you could be like a Bilam, Ayin Ra. It's all in the way you perceive things, how you look at things. You could have two people in the same exact situation. The same thing. Right? I teach a Gemara Shir. I could be teaching the same Tosas to two guys. And one guy could be like, oh my gosh, what is this? Really? This is really part of my life? And another person could be like, wow. Because everything is a no. How do I approach it? How do I look at it? So you go to the Kohen who has the idea of, okay, you messed up. You spoke Lashon Hara. You used your mouth in a way that you shouldn't have used your mouth. But now you have the ability to go and take that cedar wood where you thought you were so good. You thought you were so haughty and thought you were so good. But now go and take it. And go take it and combine it and put it with the Azov, the hyssop, and put it together because it's shuffle. And put it together and realize that really Hashem's in charge. I made mistakes, but we all make mistakes. We're not perfect. If we were perfect, we wouldn't be in this world. And we make mistakes. We speak sometimes things that we shouldn't be saying. We speak Lashon Hara. We deny the Tzelem Elokim of another person. But Hashem says you could do tshuva. You could change your speech. I gave Toma, and just like Toma, you could work through and you could give Tara, because as we've spoken about Rav Simloy, that says you're different than the animals. Animals don't have potential. Animals, they just go with their instincts. But man is not an animal. Man is the ability for greatness. And that's the same thing over here. Says Rashi, quoting down from the Medrash. The Medrash says that if you break down those walls, you could find the gold. From the darkness, from the craziness, you could find the gold. And that's the whole process of Tzaras. That even if a person speaks Lashon Hara, and a person messes up, Hashem says you have the process of going through and changing. And it's not easy. It's not easy for anyone to make change. But a person has to realize the power of our speech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world. He put us in this world to realize that we could accomplish whatever we want. We're going to fall. We might mess up. We might speak Lashon Hara. We might speak bad about a person. But if you use your eye in the right way, Eino, if you look like a Kohen that's able to look like an Aaron HaKohen that was able to see a situation and one person would say, wow, this is terrible. And the other hand, Aaron was able to, okay, it doesn't look so good, but we can look at it in a good way. We can look at it in a good way. So a person is able to build themselves. If a person is able to look his eye in the good way and able to realize, wow, Hashem has given us so much, then there's going to be greatness. So again, Tumah is the absence of Kedusha. Tumah, realizing that there was potential, but it was lost, but Hashem says, you still could go. An animal, after the animal dies, he's tummy. But a person, he's tummy, potential wasn't there, but still you could go and get that potential. Why the eighth day? Eighth day, because Hashem says, you're Maila Menateva. Eight represents, I want to give you a Shabbos. Shabbos, again, represents the Kedusha, the Shechina. Once the Shechina leaves, so then there's a lack of Kedusha. And this is the same idea we see by Tazria Mitzorah, by a Mitzorah. That Hashem says, listen, I gave you a mouth, I gave you greatness, I want you to go and utilize it in the right way. If you mess up, obviously don't mess up, but if you do, you could go and you could rectify it. And if you rectify it, and you fix it up, you could find gold. We could find gold with our words. We give people real compliments. We see the good in them. We let people feel good about themselves. There's nothing greater than that. We could go and we could save worlds. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Parshas Tazria. That's